Okay, we are on Daf Pei Hei Amud Beis, and we are two lines down in the wide lines. So we had this famous sugya where the Gemara spoke about how Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, or Mahalchim Baderech, with some other Tanoim with them, behind them, and they asked this question of Menayin LePikuch HaNefesh Shadechas HaShabbos. And we had Rabbi Shmuel, who said from Imbaba Machteres, Kal Vachemer from that, Rabbi Kiva from the case of Mi'im Mizbechi and Ma'al Mizbechi in certain cases. We had Rabbi Lazar, who said it's a Kal Vachemer from Mila, that it's Decha for the Tikkun of one Aver, it's Decha Shabbos, Kal Vachemer for the person's entire body. We had Rabbi Yehuda, who said a Shabseis Tishmeiru. And being that it says ach is cholak, it tells me there are times when you don't have to be shema Shabbos. We had Rabbi Nissim and Yosef who said ki kodesh hilachem, Shabbos is given over to you, you're not given over to Shabbos. And the last of the Tanoim was Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh, who said v'shamu b'nei zos haShabbos, where we said chalel olav Shabbos achas kadesh shetishmar sheyishma Shabbos es harbe. And as we mentioned, there's an interesting deal in the Paiskim as to what extent is that taken literally. Is it dafka for Shabbos? Is it for other mitzvahs? What if you can't do any mitzvahs? And so on. So in the first wide line, we'll just go from there. Had I been there, I would have said that my pshat is better than all of their pshatim, which is quite an amazing statement for an Amora to say vis-a-vis the Tanoim. But what does he say? The Chai Behem V'Lei Shiyamus Behem. That's how I would have dashed. The Chai Behem V'Lei Shiyamus Behem. Just to mention, I mean, the Pasuk says, Yishmartim Eschu Kisai Ves Mishpatai Asher Yasa Isam Ha'odam. So there is a discussion in the Mefarshim as to the chlal. Where do you see from v'chai behem? Maybe it's referring to chai elam habo. Maybe it's lav dafka referring to elam hazeh. And there's a discussion as to where Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul saw that. But al kapanim, that was Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, and comes along Rava, and Rava says lekulu islehu piracha bar midishmul the leslu piracha. There's a piracha on the drashas of all of the Tanoim, with the exception of Shmuel, the Amora, the last Lehu Pircha. So we say, V'Rabbi Shmuel. Again, Rabbi Shmuel learned out from Baba Machteris. He said the case of Baba Machteris is when you're not even sure if there's a Pikuach Nefesh situation. Maybe he's just coming al Iski moment. And so we say, you're allowed to go ahead and do Ritzircha. You're allowed to be Mechalal. You're allowed to go ahead and do Ritzircha and so on. And we said that Ritzich is so chamor, it's Matamis Aritz, Vigurim Neshkinish, should be selling Yisrael, and still you're allowed to be Matzel, the fellow's Nefesh, the Kabachim, Rebbe Pikuch Nefesh, is able to be the Chishabbos. And that says Rava, there's a Pircha. What's the Pircha? Dilma Kidarava, Damarava, my time of the Machteres, what is the reason why the Torah mattered? The Balabayas, to go ahead and kill. My dam the machteris because chazakin of the maimed that's my alma meinoi v'hai me the yada de kolapei the ganav the baba machteris. He knows that the balabayas will go and stand up to defend his property. And al daskein v'amar I kolapei katil nale, and he's prepared for such a conflict, for such a meeting, and he's prepared to kill the balabayas. And if it's a case of vade pikuch nefesh, in which case, fine, you find a case of vade, but safik minolan, where do you see that if it's only a case of safik pikuch nefesh, that also we would allow a person to be mechal Shabbos. So you don't necessarily see that. So too, the Rabbi Kiva Nami, Rabbi Kiva, which was the second one of that Mizbechitze Kechen Olamos, that if a fellow killed and he's by the Mizbeach, you can take him. Once he's already started to do the Avodah, we dash Mizbechi V'lei Mi'al Mizbechi. And on that we said, Leishana Ala Lahamis, to kill him, Avala Hachyeis, if he's able to be matzal others. We said, Afilu me'au mizbechi. And we said, Rabbi Kiva said, Ma zeh, where it's only a suffix, we don't even know if the fellow will necessarily be able to be matzel someone in his testimony, what he has to say. Maybe there's mamashas bedvarav, maybe there is, maybe there isn't. And nevertheless, it pushes off avodah, and avodah sochamra pushes off Shabbos, tavachemra for pikuch nefesh. So an answer to the Gemara, no, dilmak da'avayah, dam rabayah, masinan le'izuga de'rabanan. That, you know what we do? We don't tell him to come back immediately. We hand over a couple of Tamid Chachamim who are able to ask questions to him, to interrogate him then and there. Leda im yesh mamish bedvarav. And again, Vashkach vaday is safik menalan, and maybe only in the case where we vaday know that he can do something, but lavdafk in a case where we're masupik, so we still don't know. The kulu Vashkach vaday is safik menalan. And really, this question of maybe vaday pikuch nefesh, but how do you know if it's even a suffix pikuch nefesh? Whereas udish Shmuel leslu piracha. Shmuel learns that from the Chai Behemelesh Yamas Behemeleslu piracha. Rashi says a few lines before the Mishnah, the Shmuel leslu piracha shayaster ha'adam ha'mitzvah sheyichye behem vaday. Meaning you need to ensure that you vaday live. The lei sheyavi basiyasa or basiyasan, as opposed to doing the mitzvahs, which might bring lidei suffix misa. Meaning, make sure that you live. Make sure you live. And if there's anything which is in any way going to potentially compromise your ability to live, mechalin al hasafik. So that is the Mila of Shmuel. That is the Mila of Shmuel. The Gemara concludes with a fascinating line. Right, I was looking around for a Maramachim, which I saw in a different Masechta, where this line is quoted. Amar Avina v'Tamar of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Tava Chada Tolpalta Harifa Mimalid Senedakari. Meaning, you see the Amora Shmuel, his pshat is the pshat which we're going with, which Rava says the older Zakash and all of them except for Shmuel's pshat. So the later sage, the Amora Shmuel, who is so to speak compared to a small but sharp pilpel, it's even better, it's even stronger than a large amount of gourd and so on. And I seem to recall one of the, I don't remember if it was a Rishon or an Akron, who says, like, you know, I mean, if someone asks us tachlis, you know, we know, you read the Sadeiris, and the Gemara says, and we shed him ke malachim, anu ke bnei adam, and we shed him ke bnei adam, anu ke chamerim, v'leik ke chamer, shlo pinchas ben yar, and so on, you read the Sadeiris, and there's a famous Kesef Mishnah in Hilchas Mamrim, as to why is it that the Amoraim don't argue with the Tanoim. He says they can, but they know their place. You know, one of the Memches Kinyanim Shatir Niknes Bem is a Makris Mekaymer. They know the Tanoim, it's a different league. So when the Gemara says this Lashon of Tava Chada Pilpot Tilpalta Harifa Mimulayt Senat Akari, it's, you know, this, what exactly is the implication of this statement? I think so many Mefarshim just say, Avada, we don't mean to Chas V'Shalom be Megana the Pshat of the Tanoim, Pashtetzach, but. But I remember seeing a very stark halachah in one of the Rishonim, I believe, pointing out the chashivas and the potential mila at times of later days. Cannot resist with just mentioning the famous line of the Gra. We know that the Gra was a staunch misnagid, kayadua. People said, yeah, but what about this rabbi? He's amazing, and he's a miracle worker, and he's a this, and he's a that. So they say that the Gra said about all the contemporary Hasidim, he said, Lekulu isli pircha, lebar medishmur, the lesli pircha. And he was referring to the Rebbe of Shmelka of Nicholsburg. And he held it. The Rebbe of Shmuel, he was the real thing. He said this Lashon, Lekulu isli pircha, lebar medishmur, the lesli pircha. He's okay. Okay, says the Mishnah right there. So now we move on to. I'm sorry?
Who says
the Velt says this line.
The Talmidim of Reb
Shmuel. I don't know. Could be. Maybe it was the Talmidim of Reb Shmelka. Yeah. Zog the Mishnah. So now we move into a little bit to the Sugya of Tshuva. And, you know, we'll see. Maybe if we have more time on Thursday, because Thursday is just an Amud, maybe we'll kind of spend some time in Hilchas Tshuva and the Rambam and mention a few things. So for now, we'll just kind of go through it and we'll see. Says the Mishnah, Chatas v'oshem vaday mechapri. So, regular karma chatas and an oshem vaday. We know there's an oshem safik. And there's an Ashim Vadi. An Ashim Safik, we know, classical case of an Ashim Safik is if a person, Ashim Tali, I should say, the Gemara calls it sometimes an Ashim Safik, if a person ate a piece of meat, he's not sure if it's chaylev, if he ate, or if it's shuman, if he ate. So we say that, we say that a person brings an Ashim Tali and it's mugin alav minapuranis. It kind of holds any potential onesh in abeyance until he discovers what he's done wrong. If he realizes that in fact he ate chaylev, then he has to bring a carbon chatas. That is what an Ashim Tali comes for. So the Mishnah says, chatas for Ashim Vadai, mechaprin. Misa, the Yom Kippurim, mechaprin imachuvo. So Misa and Yom Kippur are mechaprin with tshuva. And we will see when we get into this discussion of do you need tshuva? Is there a shita which says that Yom Kippur is mechap without tshuva? Tshuva mechaperes al averus kalis. So on light averus tshuva is mechaper al asay v'al leis asay v'al hamures hu toile ad shiyavi Yom Kippur. So when it comes to what's known as kalis, so then we say the tshuva itself is mechaper, it wipes it away. Tshuva mechaper is alaveris kalas, alasei, alaisasei valachamures, hutoila adshiyavi yemekipurim, viachaper. But if it's chamures, which we'll see more what this means, then it's toila. Again, it kind of suspends anything until Yom Kippur comes, viachaper, and it kind of wipes it clean. It wipes it clean. If a person intentionally says, there is this incredible, fantastic concept called tshuva, I will be chayte, and then I will do tshuva. And we'll have to see, why does it say twice, echtav eshev, echtav eshev? The din is, ein maspikin biyade lasis tshuva. So then the fellow will be barred from doing tshuva, we'll have to see. So too, if one says, I will be chayta, and then I will rely on the kapar of Yom Kippur, eini Yom Kippur mechaper. Averu shebein adam lamakim Yom Kippur mechaper. Averu shebein adam lachaverei, eini Yom Kippur mechaper. Ad shiratzis chaverei. You need to be meratzi your friend. You need to appease your friend. It's only the lifnei Hashem titaro. Like the Mishnah says, Darsh v'blaz v'nazari, mikol chatesecham lifnei Hashem titaru. Only if it's lifnei Hashem, averu shebein adam lamakim, yeme kippur mechaper, averu shebein adam lachaverei, ein yeme kippur mechaper, ad shiratzis chaverei. Amr v'giva shveichem Yisrael, lifnei mi atzem mitarem, or mi mitar eschem. So, two statements, in front of who are you receiving this cleansing, or mi mitar eschem, who is the one who's cleansing you? Avichem sheba shemayim, it's your father in shemayim. Plenty to discuss when we get to this. Also, the diuk of Avichem. Why not Avinu? Why not Avinu Sheva Shemayim? Avichem, your father. Why is Rabbi Akiva taking himself out of it? Rabbi Akiva was a Ben Gerim. We'll have to see why. Shneim Bezrakti Aleichem Mayim Tahirim Utahartem. Ba'omer Mikva Yisrael Hashem or something like that. Hashem Amar Mikva Mitar Es Atzmeim Af Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mitar Es Yisrael. We'll have to come back to this. The drasha of Rav Akiva. Fine, so we said at the beginning of the Mishnah, we said that chatas and an Ashim Vadai mechaper. So the Gemara is medayik, Ashim Vadai in Ashim Tali Loi. It's medayik, the dafka and Ashim Vadai, then it's mechaper. But an Ashim Tali Loi is not. 1 second, v'akapara ksivabei. But he uses a lashon of kapara in reference to an Ashim Tali. Sagtu Ashi, Ashim Tali Eina Mechaper, I'm sorry, first one, Hakapar Ksiva Bey, the Chiper Alav Hakayin Al Shigigase Shir Shagag, the Ashim Tali Ksiv. So he uses a Lashon of Kapara, so why does the Mishnah say that an Ashim Vade is Mechaper, seemingly indicating an Ashim Tali is not Mechaper? So we say, Hanach Mechapri Kapara Gemura, when it comes to an Ashim Vadai, like Rashi said in the Mishnah, like Asham Gizelis, Asham Me'ilis, that's an Asham Vadai. So Hanech Mechapri Kapara Gemura. The Kapara is a proper Kapara, it's a Kapara Gemura. It doesn't just suspend the punishment and so on. It's mechaper kapara gemura. Whereas Ashim Talui ain't a mechaper kapara gemura. So let's see Rashi on this. Rashi says Ashim Talui ain't a mechaper kapara gemura. Ella toila lahagin alav mini yisurin ad shiyavadalei shavade chata v'yavi hatas achivafin lave krisis. As we mentioned, Ashim Talui, it just suspends the piranhas, the yisurin, until the fellow knows about it, and so on. And that is the difference. So in Ashim Vade, it achieves a proper kapara. So therefore the Mishnah says, Chatas v'Ashim Vade Mechaprin. That categorically will achieve a kapara. Ashim Tolei, not necessarily. In a Mechapra Kapara Gemura. Inam, in other answers, Hanech Ein Acher Mechapra Kaparasin. When it comes to a Ashim Vade, nothing else is able to achieve and bring about its atonement. So in a case where a person needs to bring an Asham Me'ilos and so on, so that even if Yom Kippur comes before he has the chance, the opportunity to bring his Asham, he needs to bring an Asham, this Asham Me'ilos even after Yom Kippur. So we say, Hanach Ein Acher Mechapa Kaparosim. Whereas, Asham Taloi Acher Mechapa Kaparosim, something else is able to bring about its kapara. There is something else which is able to substitute or bring about a kapara in its place. And this nine, like we learned in the Mishnah in Krisus, Chayvi Chateis Vashamis Vadon, Sha'avalein Yamikipurim Chayavin. Person has to bring an Asham Vadai. And he has to bring an Asham Vadai a day before Yom Kippur. Comes Yom Kippur, he can't say, oh, well, pretty good timing, because now Yom Kippur came. It doesn't make a difference. You have to bring your Asham Gzeilas, you have to bring your Asham Me'ilas. Doesn't make a difference. Whereas Asham is Tluyin Peturin, if you are obligated to bring an Asham Toloy and Yom Kippur comes, then you're Potter. Then you're going to be Potter. That is the difference. Rashi says, on the word Peturin, Diyim HaKippurim Mechapar Alein, if a person was mechuyev to bring a ashem taloi, so let's say he ate a piece of meat, safek chaylev, safek shuman, he ate it on Erev Yom Kippur, 2 days before Yom Kippur, he didn't have a chance to bring an ashem taloi, and now Yom Kippur comes, so then he is potter from bringing an ashem taloi post Yom Kippur. There's an interesting taste of Rashi over here, and he quotes a safek of the Riva. Because the suffix of the Riva, Agav, just, reminds me, there's a fascinating tshuva of the Radvaz, where he was asked about the Hanhaga of the Riva on Yom Kippur. Apparently, as the story goes, the Riva was told by the doctors that if you don't eat on Yom Kippur, you'll vadai die. If you eat, you might not die. And he didn't eat, and he died. So the Shoel of the, in the Radvaz asked, if the Riva acted, correctly. I just saw the first chunk of the Tshuva yesterday. I didn't look at the whole thing. But the Radvaz says, Lemaisa, the Hanhaga for Shoelim is, we have to obviously do what the doctor says, and if he says you should eat, and so on. And, we can't we can't start to understand what the Riva did. But it could be that the Riva knew himself, and he knew that he's not going to make it through the day. However, why that is, we already saw there is a concept of Yudea. Nechila is Yudea Mas Nafsha, Levi Yudea Mas Nafsha, and so on. He knew that he's not going to make it. He uses the Lashon of Ein Safek Meitzer Deifade, like he knew Beteres Vade wasn't going to make it. And so on, and that's the reason why he did what he did. I'll come on to that. That's the interesting tshuva of the Radvaz. So he brings over here, again, no shaykhs, just reminded because it was a mice with the Riva. So we said over here that if a person ate a piece of meat, he's not sure if it was chaylev or shuman, and now Yom Kippur comes, he is potter from bringing Ashim Tolei. Misapka leil Riva, iboyla meymar kegin shalei noida loy ad ach Yom Kippurim, Avlem Nedalai Sveikai Kevin Yamikipurim Kevin Shneschayiv Bajam Tali Le Patale Yamikipurim in a carbon? Adilma Patale. Meaning to say, is the case that Erev Yom Kippur, a fellow is having his Suda, And then someone says, you should realize that the piece of meat which you ate, I'm not sure if it was kosher. Suffolk chalev, suffolk shuman. And he writes, so either is it even in that case when he knew, and in theory, once he knew about it, now it's chal on him and ashim taloi, or is it only if Matzim Kippur, someone says, by the way, I think I saw you eating on Erev Yom Kippur, you ate suffolk chalev, suffolk shuman. And then we say, okay, it's alright because Yom Kippur has come and gone. That is the suffolk of the Riva. And the Tzitzarosh says, well, linira dafilu neidalai mechaper, even if he knew about it. Why? Because the Gemara Krisis explains what is the reason why. Why is Yom Kippur mechaper on an Ashim Tali type of situation? Because the Pasuk says, mikol chateseichem lifnei Hashem, meaning chait she'ein yoidea boi, ela hamokim yom kippur mechaper. Zog the Rosh, Tafilo neidali sveika imikomakim ena yoidea imchata the ein makibay elamakim. He still does not know whether he did anything wrong. So that still is included in the kapara of Yom Kippur. So says the Tesla Rosh. Good. We said misvi yomikipur mechapen imachuva imachuva in bifne atzmei loy name of like a Rebbe. Let's say our mission is not like Rebbe. The Tanya, we have this amazing sheet of Rebbe. Rebbe Eimer, Kol Averi Shabbatei Rebbein Asa Tshuva, Bein Loi Asa Tshuva, Yom Kippurim Mechaper. Whether or not you do Teshuva or not, Yom Kippur is Mechaper. So a person decided not to say Kriya Shema, a person decided not to put on Tefillin, a person decided not to shake Lulav, and so on. Bein Asa Tshuva, Bein Loi Asa Tshuva, Yom Kippur is Mechaper, which is a kind of a fascinating thing to kind of consider. Chutz. So our Gersi is Pyrrhic oil. They changed over here. Some say Bishiltis Pirish Mihaloyeg al Chaveiro, someone who mocks his friend. Okay, either Pyrrhic oil, which Rashi says means Kuper Bakodish Baruch Hu, Umegala Panim Batera. If a person is Megala Panim Batera, Rashi says he's Derish to Psukim Magnai, and so on. So if a person is Megala Panim Batera, Umefer Bris Basar. So on someone who is Mefer Bris Mila. In those cases, we say, She'im Asla Tshuva, Yem Kippur Mechaper, Vim Le Asla Tshuva, Ein Yem Kippur Mechaper. Bal Kaponim, Rebbe seems to say that in general, Yom Kippur is Mechaper, even without Tshuva. So it seems to be the mission is the Laker Rebbe. Says the Gemara, Filo Deima Rebbe, Tshuva, Bo Yem Kippurim. If you do tshuva, what it means to say is if you do tshuva, you still need to come on to Yom Kippur. Whereas Yom Kippurim, loy by tshuva, the kach, kapara of Yom Kippur is so strong that it doesn't actually require tshuva. Maybe that's the way you can kind of read the Mishnah to make it fit like Rebbe. The Rishonim are bothered by the sheet of Rebbe. We actually mean to say you don't need to do any tshuva whatsoever, you just go through Yom Kippur, and so on. But this is Yishonim. Says over here, he goes into a discussion of whenever you say something is mechaper im something else, or yafet hamatera im derech eretz, the A im B. So is A the ikker and B is the tafel, or is B the ikker and A is the tafel? Yafet hamatera im derech eretz. So is derech eretz the ikker? It's nice to have a bit of hamatera, or yafet hamatera im derech eretz, and so on. So it's within that discussion and we speak about that he's discussing this point, and he says v'oid yesh leimer del Rebbe nami tzarach tshuva lekapara gemura. In order to bring about a kapara gemura, even Rebbe agrees you need tshuva. Avol gav de mahani emekipurim lemayet mikores mikol makim kapara gemura b'leit tshuva leka. There's an amazing thing. The Imlay Kain, Lama Harav Abayis, Bishvil Avnei Seinu, Kevin Shiyim HaKippurim Mechaper, Chutz Migimel Dvarim, Deparek Oil, V'chulu. Meaning, why was the Bayis Harav? I mean, we know certain things, okay, Bris Mila, Megala Panim Batir Shel Halacha, and so on, but other things, if we're saying it's Mechaper without it, so why was the Bayis Harav? Says the Tzitzis Yishonim Alamayim, must be that even Rebbe agrees that you need to do tshuva to have a proper, a full-fledged kapar. Good. We said tshuva mechaberes al aviris kalois al aseva leisase. Frak the Gemara hashta al leisase mechaperes. al asei mi boy. So if you see that it's mechaper for a leisa sefer, sure it's mechaper on an asei. If you recall, we had a interesting discussion in the we mentioned the Tesis Yom Kippurim. We had not so long ago a discussion where if you have a choice, if a person has a choice of eating one of two things, either eating truma or tevel, and he spoke about mitzvah de shemayim, and something which is just a leisa sefer ba'alma. So we said, we mentioned the basic concept of akala, kaidim, and so on. We spoke about tevel and nevela. You give him nevela instead of tevel. And we said, tevel u'shvias. You give shvias. And we had the kasha of Tezus Yom Kippurim. Of course, if you see that between a tevel, mitzvah shemayim, and a leis asay, you do a leis asay, obviously mitzvah shemayim, and an asay. You're going to do the asay. What's the question? Tezus Yom Kippurim said, it could be you see from here that an asay is more chamor. And after all, we know Asay is the Chalais Asay, but he said not like that, and we mentioned Rav Kiveger. It would seem to be that this is another Raya, that an Chalais Asay is Mohammed, it's Kmaz Kasha. Kasha, Chalais Asay Mechaperis. Al Asay mi boy, so I'm Rav Yudah, Achigamer. Al Asay, Chalais Asay, Shinitzik Lasay. That's what it means. What, not all Chalais Asays. If it's a Chalais Asay, which is Nitzik Lasay, I don't know. those types of leis assays, that's what it means. That's what it means. But you mean to say that a leis assay, a proper leis assay, it's not? Raminu elohin kalis, what is called a kal? What are there as kalis? Assay, valis assay. With the exception of leisisa, but you see a regular leisase is included in kalis. Says the Gemara, no, it means leisisa the hold the dummy lay. Rashi says chutz mileisisa kasal kadaitach. We think the reason why is because it says leinake. On that we say no, the hold the dummy lay leisase gomor and in a chanami a leisase gomor is not included in the regular kapara. That is the way Rav Yehuda is explaining it. Tashma, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol shu mi leisa sei v'lamato, tshuva mechaperes, if it's a leisa sei and more lenient, then tshuva is mechaper. Mi leisisa v'lamala, so again, if it's leisisa v'lamato, tshuva is mechaper. Leisisa u'lamala, tshuva is toile the emekipur mechaper. So once again, so seemingly we think that, but if it's a regular lav, it's included in the kapara, and that we say leisisa v'chol de damile. Once again, the same thing. Tosh malafish nemer b'cheriv tshuva mentions tshuva at Har Sinai. Rashi says fish nemer b'cheriv tshuva v'nakei la'achar ma'isa eil kishalam meishal l'spal aleyan. So again, tosh malafish nemer b'cheriv tshuva v'nakei. I might think the leisis is also included with tshuva. Tamad leimer lo yinake. Yochel af shar chayvi lavin kain. We would say lo yinake. Tamad leimer eshmoi eshmoi udeinu menake. Av menake shar chayvi lavin. So it seems to be that there is a kapara for a regular lav. Says the Gemara Tanoi. Takamachlegis Tanoim. The Tanya alma tshuva mechaperis. Which types of avirus is tshuva mechaper? Al asev, al leisasei, shenitzik lasev. Mama tshuva toila, v'yem kippur mechaper. Al krizis, v'mizis bezdin, v'al leisasei gomur. So there is tshashita, which says that you need to come on to a higher level of kapara to wipe out a regular leisasei. Amamar, lefi, shenemre, b'chayrev. Being that it says, b'chayrev. Being that it says Becherev Tshuva Vinakei Minolon D'Tanya Rebbe Elazar Eimer Eif Shalemer Nakei Shekvar Neimer Lo Yinakei. We can't say that there's a clear kapara merely because it says the word Nakei, because it also says Lo Yinakei Eif Shalemer Lo Yinakei Shekvar Neimer Nakei. So Hakei Tzim Minakei Ulashavim Veinu Minakei L'Sheinu Shavim. We'll say it means that if one is Shav, then there will be a Nikoyen, as opposed to someone who's an Eidah Shav, there's no Nikoyen. Shaul Rav Maskev ben Harishes Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Baroni. So when he was in Rome, he asked the following question. Shamata Arba Chaluki Kapara Shahayir Rabbi Shmuel Derish. Did you hear about the four classifications, four different types of Averis and Kapara, which Rabbi Shmuel darshened? The Iyun Yaakov says, why is it noteworthy that he asked him this, or he mentioned to him when he was in Rome? Because he said in Eretz Yisrael there's another Kapara, and that is living in Eretz Yisrael. Living in Eretz Yisrael is another form of Kapara. So Kapara, when he was in Rome and they didn't have that type of Kapara, so Shamatar by Chaluki Kapara Shai Rabbi Shmuel Derish. So Amar Shleisha Hein is really three. But Shuvim Kol Echad V'Echad. Now we kind of go through and explain what they are. If you look at Rashi, about six lines down, five lines down, Chaluki Kapara Shechalukin V'Kaparasin Zekach V'Zekach. Amaloi Sholoshein Hanechlakin Sheyesh Aveira Shehit Srichalazeh. Really, it's really three different types of classifications, as we'll see. It's three, and it requires tshuva with each and every one of them. So we go through them. Over alasei v'shav. Person was over alasei, meaning they were mevatel alasei, and then they were chayz v'tshuva. They repented. Over alasei v'shav. Einei zaz misham. Ad shemeichlin lei. So then, there's an on-the-spot kapara. Now, it's an interesting lashon, meaning to say, let's imagine. Let's say a person did not see Kriya Shema Bizmane. And let's say, a little bit more matzah on a Shabbos morning. If the person davens at a 9 o'clock minyan, you've already missed Zman Kriya Shema. Right? Say Zman Kriya Shema, this past Shabbos was around 8:50 or so. So imagine a person wakes up late, 8:45, gets dressed, comes to shul, they've missed, says Zman Kriya Shema. So then they feel bad about it. They feel bad about it, and they repent, and they're going to do it again, and so on. So it says, Einei zoz mikan ad shemeichlin loy, until he receives a mechilash namashuvu bodim shivavim. But it is interesting, because the Mishnah does say elsewhere, it says, what is an example of a me'uvas lo yuchal liskein? Someone who is mevatel kriya shema. It's irreparable damage. So we already see that there's two bechinas. There's one bechina, and as we know, the Rishonim and Achronim speak about this, with every mitzvah and every aveira, there's two things. There is the actual thing. There's the, I did Ratzon Hashem, or I went against Ratzon Hashem. And then there's the reward or the punishment. There is what I've created, something positive or something destructive, and so on. So if a person is mevatla mitzvah say, so we say, and he's chayz b'tshuva, we say, ena zaz misham ad shemeichlin loy. That's all good and well as far as the merida. You didn't say shema, you didn't take arba minim, you didn't put tefillin on today. How could you not do that? So I feel sorry, I feel terrible, I'm never going to do it again, tshuva, great. That's a mechila for the rebellion. But the Mishnah says it's a movas layuchal iskan. I mean, it's irreparable damage. I mean, you can't fix it. You did not say Shema that day. So okay, that's the way we would have to understand this Gemara, I would think. Omra leisa seva asa tshuva. Person was even leisa saying they did teshuva. So like we said, tshuva is tayla. So the tshuva helps and now suspends any potential consequence. And now the Yom Kippurim chaper. Yom Kippur cleanses and wipes away the blemish. Now, number three, overall creases the Mises Bezdin, the also Tshuva. Tshuva Yom Kippurim Tailin. So Tshuva Yom Kippur is Taila, meaning even Yom Kippur is insufficient to cleanse the blemish of an Aver of creases the Mises Bezdin. The Yisurin Memarkin, and you need to come on to Yisurin to remove and diminish the chait and so on. You need to come on to Yisurin. Shneimu ufakadzi b'shevet pisham ubenegoyim avoinam. As she says, lamad v'sheish avera shetzricha Yisurin. U'mistabra hakal lakala v'achomer lachamura and so on. Aval mi sheyeish chil Hashem b'yodoy. But if a person, Rachman Latzlan, was mechal shem Hashem, ein kayach loy b'tshuva, Ella, Kulan, Everything suspends. Misa, Mamarekis, and Misa finally is Mamarek. Shneva v'nigla v'azne Hashem Savakis mi'chupar avin azeh lechem ad tamuson. You need to come on to death. And only with one's death will an atonement come about. Right. That's what Rashi says. Sheyesh avesh ein lakapara ela b'misa. Says the Gemara, what is Chil Hashem? Hey Chidami, Chil Hashem. What is called Chil Hashem? And it's interesting, Rashi says, Chil Hashem, Chaytei Umachti Acherim. It's when you've done a chait, and your action now causes other people to sin, insofar as that they look at you and they learn from your actions. Say, Hey Chidami, Chil Hashem, Amrav, Kigenana. Someone like me, Isha Kilna Bistra Mitavcha. If I go ahead and take meat on credit, that is a Chil Hashem. Why is it a Chil Hashem? Rashi says, because people will say that he's a Gazlan. And they'll learn that you're allowed to steal. I mean, the rabbi steals, so I can also steal. That is what Rav says. I'm Rabbaya. That's only the place where the shopkeeper, the tabach, does not go around being Teveya. The hakafis, the monies which are owed to him, meaning the lekech is supposed to be responsible. So people will say, oh, this rav is not going to pay his debt. And so in Avabasar the Tavi, less lanvav. It's a place where that's the norm. People, you go to the makalet and you rashem it, you put it on the tab, and so on. Then less lanvav. That is permitted. Amaravino Masamaxia Astra the Taviyu. Now the land of Masamaxia, that is like a place where they are to there. Abaya Kedeshakal Bisra Mitre Shutfi Yoiv Zuzalahai Vizuzalahai. So when Abaya would buy meat and the proprietor was made of a two shutfim, so he would pay both of them for fear that if he only paid one, the other one might think that that maybe he hasn't paid. Rashi says, Shema lo yeda chaveire shenasativ lo yeyesh kan chil Hashem. So it's quite an amazing thing. Rabbeinu writes that the dinim of chil Hashem are mechayev, that a person not only should not make a chil Hashem to their actions, but they need to be doyeg, that in no way, shape, or form a chil Hashem can come out of your actions. So thinking, if I give it to one of the two, the mice is paid, but maybe the other shutter will think I didn't pay. You need to be mindful to ensure that Chil Hashem doesn't come out of your actions. So he would pay both Yoiv Zuz Lahai Vizuz Lahai, Vahad Mekarav Lahu, Gabi Adadi, Vahavid Chushbina. Rashi says, Vahavid Chushbina, Vahuizrin, Vinaysin, Le Basa, Keneged Mashanotle. So, he would kind of make sure that everyone received money, possibly even more. They would make a chesed, and they would realize, oh, he's given already, he's paid more, we need to give him more meat, whatever the case is, but he would do whatever he would do to avoid any potential Chil Hashem. So that was the one example, the Hanhaga of Rav. Rabbi Yechon Amar Kigin Anah, the Mazgina, Arba Amos, B'lei Tera, B'lei Tvilin. Were I to walk 4 Amos without Tera and Tvilin, that would be a Chil Hashem, meaning, V'dibay Tavam, you need to V'shift Chavisech, V'lech Tchavaderech. So if I'm not thinking and learning, speaking and learning, if the way I walk is just a jolly, happy-go-lucky, with a precus oil type of walk, that is a potential Chil Hashem, says Rabbi Yechonon. Yitzchak Debei Rabbi Yane Amar Kol Shechavei Rav Mizbaishin Machmas Shmu Asoyim. If one's peers, one's friends, one's colleagues are embarrassed because of what they hear about what you have done, then that's considered to be a Chil Hashem. So some of the gears say Chidami, or Nachum Bar Yitzchak again, the Ka'amri Inshi, surely Mar LePalnia. People saw the Eibushter should be Moichel him for what he did. Terrible what this guy did. Hashem should forgive him and so on. So if you do something like that, that is a Chil Hashem. Just to mention two things. Number one, at the end of this little sugya, which speaks about Chil Hashem, there's a line in the Rabbeinu Chananel, Nimtzu einshin shel dvarim halalu gadol mi einish krisus u'misus bezdin. Just to kind of bring the point home, you see that the einish, the punishment of Chil Hashem, is greater increases, it's greater than Mrs. Bezdin, Chil Hashem is the worst. That's number one. Fascinating deal in the Poskim as to, we know there's a big discussion as to who should be the Shliach Tzibur. We know in the Beis HaKnesses, we are always concerned about Kveda Tzibur. And some things you allow because of Kveda Tzibur, and you don't allow this because of Kavada Tzibur. Lots of examples. Women laning, lack of Kavada Tzibur. And if a person is not dressed appropriately in a mechubitika way, then they shouldn't get an aliyah, they shouldn't be the Shliach Tzibur, Kveda Tzibur, and so on. As far as who should be the Shliach Tzibur, so it says in Halacha, the following. It says like this in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Nun Gimel. It mentions various conditions which are necessary for a person to be a shliach tzibur. One of them is shalayotza alav shem ra afilu biyaldusay. Right? There shouldn't be any type of a negative bad name, even when he was a kid. When he was 15 years old, you don't want to know what he was up to. So that is what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So the question based on this is, let's see, you have an individual who is a Baal Tshuva. But they are mamish a Baal Tshuva gemura. But yeah, they had a past and so on. So l'chora, based on what the Shulchan Aruch says, they are not allowed to be a Shliach Tzibur. They should not be the permanent Shliach Tzibur. That is what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Many disagree. One of the ones who disagrees is the Re'im. And in a tshuva, in Simon Peches, Chedek Aleph, he was asked about someone who was an Eved Avodah Zarah when he was a kid, or when he was a youth. He was an idolater. V'shov v'tshuva shleima, o maisav kulam l'shem shemayim. Can he be a shliach tzibur? Says the Re'im. He says it's the Davar Pashat. He says it's the Davar Pashat who ma'oid, that now that he's a Baal tshuva, he can be a shliach tzibur. Why? What's one of the things which he says is, the Gemara says, "B'makim shabali tshuva aimdin, ain tzadikim gemurim aimdin." You see that the Baal tshuva is greater, he's greater than a regular person. So of course, the Baal tshuva, if he's a Baal tshuva gemura, he can. Now, what does the Shulchan Aruch and those who hold like the Shulchan Aruch do with this raya of the aim that it says, "B'makim shabali tshuva"? So there is in the Tshuvas of Marash Laniadoi, he says maybe the answer lies in the Sugya Maseches Yuma, which we're learning now, because the Gemara says what's called a Chil Hashem, and one of the examples of Chil Hashem is Kol Shechaver of Mizbaishin Olav Mishmuasei. If people are embarrassed about the things which they have heard that this particular fellow did, and they're embarrassed because of the shame ra, which is yatsa olav, that is called chil Hashem. So says the Marash Laniado. So you see, if so, that someone she yatsa olav shame ra minu urav, that is the bechina of chil Hashem. Chil Hashem does not have a proper kapara until a person passes away. In which case, that's the reason why he's not able to be a shliach tzibur. It might very much depend, if so, as to the circumstances. If there was someone who was part of the Kehila and they did something in Shtat, they did something in the Kehila, and now that a terrible Chil Hashem has been created, it could be that type of a person that's a Chil Hashem. You need to wait until Misa. The person can never be a Shatz anymore. If it's a person who was living in, you know, in who knows where, no one ever knew what they did. It happens to be they were living there and they had a past, and then they move into northwest London as a Baal Tshuva. And, you know, yes, but there was no Chil Hashem because no one knew what they did. Could be maybe that situation is different. Another thing which the Marash Laniado says is, that which Chazal say, Makim Shabali Tshuva Aimdim Ein Tzadikim Gemurim Yechidim Lamaid, maybe that means, in Olam Haba, who's to say that it means in Olam Hazeh, maybe it means in Olam Haba, in Yenevelt, no one will be able to stand in the place. But, yeah, that's basically what he says.
Is this before the chazans?
The discussion is who can be a permanent chazan in the shul.
There weren't chazans. A chazan is.
It was someone who was appointed to be the shliach tzibur. They often would have someone who would be
That's equivalent to a chazan.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Shulam chazan.
Yeah, but we also just had a sugya which said. Yeah, the question is we're asking the question being asked is that tshuva is mechaper. So what's going on? But the answer is we just said chil Hashem. Chil Hashem is not mechaper. So that's what the Marash Lani Adar says. He says the reason why the Shulchan Aruch says that someone who had a bad name in their youth or at some stage of their life cannot be the Shatz is because if they've had a bad name and because of who they were a chash of a person, a rav, or this or that, the chil Hashem has been created. There is no kapar until death. So that is possibly the answer. Okay, good. Says the Gemara Vayter. Yeah, so we said this is an example that we said the Yitzchak the Beir Biyan Amakal Shech Beir Mispaish Mach Mashem Osov Hechid Amar Menach Mar Yitzchak again the Kegin Deko Amri Inshi Shorli Mar Lepalniyat. Yeah, Abaya Omar Kedetanya V'haftis Hashem L'kecha Shiei Shem Shemayim Misahev Al Yadcha. One needs to ensure that the Shem Hashem, not only that you love Hashem, that Hashem is loved through you, through your actions. A person needs to not only ensure that the Bein Adam L'Makim is good, the maso u matonai be'emuna v'dibur benachas imabriyis ma'abriyis imreis alav ashri leila pleini shalom teira ashri aviv shalom teira and so on ashri rabbi shalom teira oylem lebriyish leilam deteira. Whereas plain meaning plainish shalom deteira ru kama noyim derachav kama mesukim meisav. Allah because of Eimer vayomer li avdi ato Yisrael Hashem b'cha esper. So meaning an individual who acts in such a way that everyone sees him. So then people will say, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Avdi Ati Yisrael Hashem B'cha Espar, that I'm delighted, I'm glorified through you. Avul Mi Shekar V'Shem Hashem 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 Hashem. So his Bein Adam L'Makim is amazing. The Ein Masa'oi U'matanei Be'emuna. But his Masa Matan is not Be'emuna. The Ein Diburei V'Nachas Ma'briyas. Again, another Bein Adam L'Makim. Ma'briyas Imris Alav. Oyle la pleni shalom deteira, oyle la aved shalom deteira, oyle la rabbi shalom deteira, pleni shalom deteira, ru'u kama mekul kalim asav. See how bad, how destructive, how warped his actions are. The kama mekul arin, the rach of how disgusting are his actions. V'alav akas of Omer, the pasuk says, ba'omer lahem am Hashem eila umi arzi yotso. Rashi says, ba'omer lahem am Hashem eila. Ezu karakasiv chil Hashem, meaning kishu adam chashuv over aveira. Meaning, if you have a chashuv, a person doing an aveira, uparonus ba'alav, and a terrible paronus come his way. Takol imrim ma'ayiluloi rei chasidim tachachamim ra ba'aleihem. So a person is going to be punished, and there's going to be a chil Hashem because they'll say there's no point in being an erlich yid. Look at what happens to such a person. So that is. Chil Hashem. Amram Chama, Reb Chanina, G'day la tshuva shemivia refua la'olam. See how great tshuva is, shemivia refua la'olam. Shneim arape meshuvasam, ayhavam nidava. So I will be merape from there with their tshuva, and I will love them. Right. Yeah. Exactly. Some Reb Chama, Reb Chanina, Rami. Yes, the Sfira. Ksiv shuvu banim shevavim. It says, "Return you rascals, you banim shevavim, you rowdy children." Meaning dimiikara shevavim ata. If you look at Rashi over here, what does it mean about tenants on the bottom? Dimiikara shevavim atem. Kishitasu tshuva, meaning when you do tshuva. Malani aleichem ki'ilu tchilas tachit al yedei nairus. You know, when you do tshuva, so then retroactively I will look at your actions and I'll say, ah, you were just a silly youth. V'shtus, v'shevavus. That's what it was. That's one way. T'vikor shivavim atem. Uksiv arapem mishuvi seichem. But the other pasuk says, Rashi says, uksiv arapem mashma mikan ve'elech kebal mum. Shnisrape. Shemikta Shmei Alav, that I won't kind of totally forget about your actions. You know, going forward, I will kind of give you a mechila, but I will look at you badly in the past. So we say, Lekasha, kan mi ava, kan mi yira. It depends if the fellow did it mi ava. Rashi says, mi ava, hashav mi ava, neka, vayna mi tchilasi. And it was just mice and iris. Whereas if he did it mi yira, then obviously the person will be looked at with more scrutiny. So the words ravyu, the rami, the Bach says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Ami, Rami, okay, Ksev, Shuvu Banim Shevavim, Arapem, Shuvu Seichem, Ksev Anechi, Baalti Eschem, Bachem, Lakachti Eschem, Echad Meir, Veshnaim Mishpacha. So Rashi says, if you look at what exactly is the seer over here, the first pasuk mentions Banim, second pasuk mentions that we're Avodim. We hear that a ben is more korov than an evet. So which one is it? The kasha, kan mi ava mi yira. So if one repents from ava or at least mi yira, then you're a ben. Whereas kan al yidei yisurin. If the only reason why you're repenting is once you've already been afflicted with yisurin, so then that's a bechina of evet. Amar levi gedele tshuva shemagas ad kisi hakovet. Greatest tshuva that it's able to reach all the way back to the Kisa Kavach Nema Shuvu Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elekecha. You go all the way back Ad Hashem Elekecha. Ad Hashem Elekecha. What does the Bach do? A little bit of an arichas over here. Let's just see the way we have it by us. Rabbi Yechon Gedele Shuva Shadeches Leis Hasei Shavatera. Fascinating. Meaning Shuva is so great, it's Deicha Leis Hasei Shavatera. Rashi says, the Leisa say of Lo Yuchel Baila Harishin. Meaning, if someone was Magarish's wife, and then she went and married another man, so then the din is, he's not allowed to take her back. You're not allowed to be Machzik Rusha, say, once she gets married. And in that we say, Gedele Tshuva Shadeches Leisa Say Shabbatera. Because, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes against that which he told us to do. Shenemar Leimer Hein Yishalach Ishes Ishtei. So a man sends away his wife, v'halcha mi'itei, and she went from him, v'hoizeli yishacher, and then she went with another man, ha'yoshuv elea oit, meaning can she go back to him more? Haloi chanuf techna fa'aritzehi, meaning that would be a chanufa for the land, v'esam v'at, and you, zonis, reim rabim, v'shuv elai num Hashem, and nevertheless Hashem says, even though you've gone, so to speak, with other men, i.e. with Avodah Zarah, you've been disloyal, nevertheless, I will be machzir my grusha, la'achish anisa, so to speak. And therefore, says Rabbi Yechon, tshuva is so great, it goes against the standard halachic protocol. Rabbi Yechon, gedele tshuva is so great, either shemekareves or shemeviya, es hagul ashnem uvalatin goyel, meaning ma tam uvalatin goyel. Why will the goyel come? Meshum de shavi feshavi yakev. Because people will repent. Amrej lakish gedele tshuva shizdeinis nazis likish kagais. It turns an intentional act into an unintentional act. Shem ashuv yisrael adashem lekecha. Ki choshalta. You were nichshal. You stumbled. You tripped. It was a mistake. Ki choshalta bavinecha. Ha, frankly, Gemara, ha, avein mezidil. Meaning, we know that an oven is a mezid, and still, v'kakar le mirshal. Alamai, you see that it turns it into shkagas. Frankly, Gemara, eini, v'am reish lakish, gedal tshuva shuzdin is nasa v'lekes chuyais. Although reish lakish says that tshuva is able to be pearl much more. It turns the zdinis into ma'amish chuyais, if it was a schus. Shneba, ubeshuv rashim reisha sev asa mishpat utstaka aleim hu yichya. So you see it's a bechina of tzedek. You see it's mamash a bechina of tzedek. So we say, leikasha kan mi'ava, kan mi'ira. Depends if it was tshuva mi'ava, tshuva mi'ira. And there's a fascinating discussion as to what is called tshuva mi'ira. There are sources which say an amazing thing. But tshuva mi'ira is when you have zero remorse. You don't really have any remorse for the actions which you did as such. But you're scared of being punished. And that's the reason why you regret it. Even that Hashem is Mekabel, which is an incredible, incredible thing. It gives longevity. Or Yichya. So you see, it brings to longevity. If a person upsets his friend, so magnus sofik mispayis. So it's a sofik if he'll be appeased. Sofik einim mispayis imenu. Sofik mispayis imenu b'dvarim. The Bach says, avamidus hakadosh baruch hu. Avamidus hakadosh baruch hu ein ekein. Adam oyver. A person does an aveira. B'seisim mispayis imenu b'dvarim. Not only is Hashem appeased, Hashem is happy, and he kind of thanks the person for what he did. Take something good. Hashem views his acts as if he brought cows. Maybe I'll say it's something which he had to do. It's a parachayva tamalim arabe mishvasam oyavam nidava. We view it as a nidava. Tanya hayaribi meir ayne gedele tshuva shvishvil yachid sheoise tshuva meichlin loy lechalaylem kulay. If a yachid does tshuva, it's enough to bring a kapara to him and the ganze welt. Shnei arabe mishvasam oyavam nidava kishav api mimenu. From them, mehem leinemar elam mimenu. You see, it's able to bring about a machil and a kapara to the whole world. Says the Gemara, Yechidami Baal Tshuva, what is considered to be a Baal Tshuva? Amr Yehuda Kegin Shabbos, Aliyadi Dvar Avera Parmeshina Vishnia. So he stumbled a couple of times in a particular Avera. Says the Bach, Upirish Hemena. And then he stops. He stops from doing it, right? He stops doing the Avera. Machvi Rav Yehuda. Rabbi says, "Ba'oisa isha, ba'oisa perek, ba'oisa makam." Meaning, it's when is it considered to be a tshuva gemura if it is the same woman and the same time and all the circumstances are exactly the same? And the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva is marach about this, that if the circumstances and he still has the same strength and the physical taiva and everything. I mean, if a person no longer has the physical taiva to do so then the tshuva is not considered to be a tshuva gemura. And as their medayik. The Lashon of Rav Yehuda is Kigen Shabbos Liyadoi. A person should not say, you know what, I know I'm a Baal Tshuva, I'm going to go and walk in this Mokim and, you know, resist. I'm going to go and speak, I'm going to go and hang out with my Mesapri Lashon Hara friends, and I'm going to go ahead and I'm not going to do it. A person should not try and put themselves in that matziv. And some actually say, I don't remember where I saw this, but some actually say that there's an incredible Hashkacha for someone who's a Baal Tshuva Gemura, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misapiv things in a way that Hashem will put you in that situation and you will be Oymed bin Nisayim to show you your tshuva has been niskabel. So, you know, if you're in this bad place, Hashem will somehow be misapiv things and set up the stage once again exactly the same way in order to show the person that their tshuva is niskabel. Okay.